Ami Onuki and Yumi Yoshimura are in our studios now, and if this was Japan, this place would be mobbed. Ami and Yumi are the most popular pop music performers and celebrities in Japan. They've sold millions of records. They have their own TV show, their own line of shoes. They're Ami and Yumi action figures. Now, throughout their music, you can hear references to any number of American and British rock bands. But these performers are now trying to turn the flow of popularity from Asia to the West. In Japan, they're known as Puffy, but in the United States, you can't do that. They had to modify their names so as to avoid confusion with, and certainly legal problems, with the rapper Sean Puffy Combs. So to American audiences, Ami and Yumi are Puffy Ami Yumi, and they're visiting with us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us. Konnichiwa.
Hello, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
And you're joined by your friend and translator, Tommy Yamamoto. Thanks for being with us, too, Tommy.
Thank you.
How's your U.S. tour been going?
It's quite tiring moving from one place to the other because the state is so big, but we're having a great fun on the road.
That's Ami, yes. Mm-hmm. Where have you been, Yumi?
Los, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, Minneapolis, Chicago, Washington.
I think we probably don't need translation for that, okay? One in the middle I couldn't quite get. Have you been to Texas yet?
Texas は 2年前の
We've been there 2 years ago to participate at the South by Southwest, but we haven't been this time. Just like the movies, I thought the stage is surrounded by the cage, like bars. And if we don't perform well, we were afraid that people will throw beer bottles at us and the pieces of glass will hit our face and, you know, we bleed. And so we're really scared that that might happen. But it didn't happen, so it was okay.
That happens happens in the United States in, like, symphony halls a lot, too, for classical music orchestras. I'm kidding. Are you changing your music to try and make it a little more accepted by an American audience?
基本的にはしてないし、そんなに器用じゃないから。
Basically, no, we don't really want to change our style of music drastically, but we sang some songs and a few songs in English, but that wasn't really, our intention wasn't just because we were going to do something in the States, but we wanted to try it out.
I've got to ask about that huge cultural difference. I mean, my first impression on meeting you is, I mean, you're two attractive young women who are wearing T-shirts and jeans. You're dressed like Americans of your age would be dressed. And for that matter, maybe you're dressed like young people in London and you're dressed like a lot of young people in Paris and for that matter, a lot of young people in Moscow. Where are the cultural differences greatest that you see them?
Maybe this is not a cultural difference, but there's a definitely difference in physical appearance. Western people, American people have got long legs, and they all have very nice figure. But I guess in terms of cultural difference, if we can speak English fluently and get to communicate with American people, maybe there's not so much of a difference. But at the moment, because we don't speak English, the aspiration to American culture is so strong that we feel that there is a difference between the culture, two cultures.
Yeah. Yumi, mostly, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Celine Dion, being French-Canadian, had to teach herself how to sing in English, and it's hard to be more popular than Celine Dion. It can be done.
That そんなに覚えられるの?
Do you know that Celine Dion is actually appearing on one of the TV advertising spot for English school on Japanese TV? And on the advertising spot, she goes, I couldn't speak a word of English until when I was 15 years old. You can do it too.
できるかっちゅうねんと。
And everybody look at the spot and you think, no, we can't.
And $1 billion later. And do you have the Yumi and Ami action figures with you?
うちの両親が大事にしまってある。
My parents has it somewhere in the house.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fine. I think there would be something a little creepy about meeting someone who carries around their own action figures anyway.
そんなことない。
Yumi just said, yeah, you're right. We're going to be so weird if you have them. But Ami said that on this tour, North American tour, she bought some clothes to...put on her figure doll.
Ami, you bought some American doll clothes to put on your own action doll. Well.
Wow.
But the original, the model only have a t-shirt and denim jeans, and that's really boring. So I wanted to look her pretty, so that's why she bought so many other clothes over here.
Ah, for your doll, not for yourself.
You are watching Puffy Ami TV. The next video is Umieto.Into the beach. Stay tuned.
How important is it to you, just at a personal level, not a financial level, to become really well known in the United States?
そんなためにやってるわけじゃなくて
Ami just said that to become famous or to become really popular here is not a priority or is not, I don't feel that is an importance. When I started as Puffy, I didn't even think I'm going to be a musician. When I was little, I didn't even dream.About becoming a musician. And now, after Puffy, we can do all these great things like going on a tour, and not in Japan only, but we can actually make it to US on tour, and we're really, really lucky in that sense. So to become big or to become popular is not of my concern.
You mean?
でもなんか重要さには
I agree with them in a sense that I don't care about howpopular we're going to be here or how famous we're going to be in the States. As long as I can have fun, I'm happy. So
I'm happy.
That's really simple.
Very good.
Thank you.
Domo arigato.
Domo arigato.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Ami Onuki and Yumi Yoshimura. They are Puffy Ami Yumi. We've also been joined by their translator, Tommy Yamamoto. Their new compilation album released in the United States is... Illustrated History.